Hello, and welcome to my brand new podcast, Abundance Allure. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I am so excited and grateful that you have joined me on my new podcast. Can't you just hear it in my voice? Yes, we're about to have some real conversations. And I mean grown folk conversation about how to become that woman or man who attracts and receives total life prosperity in our spirit, soul, and body. I am your host, Abundance Niecy Crane. As I said before, I am excited that you have decided to join me. I don't believe that you just happened upon it by chance, but that you are destined to be here at this moment for this purpose. See, I believe that there is a call or a specific purpose for everyone, every single person born, because God does nothing by happenstance. There's always a reason for whatever he does. You know, he's not all willy-nilly like us. So no, ma'am, no, sir. He is very intentional. And my allures, that's what I'm going to call y'all from now on. We are going to be just as intentional. So let's talk about the why for this podcast. What is my mission for Abundance Allure? And why now? Podcasts have been around for a few years, and there are some really great ones out there that are focused on one aspect of life or another, you know, such as business, career coaching, makeup, fashion, relationship, finances, how to invest. There are plenty of them out there. And I listen to quite a few of them, and a lot of them are really, really awesome and share some really good information. So what makes Abundance Allure different? Well, I'm glad you asked. One of the reasons I wanted to start Abundance Allure is because I felt like something was missing in the podcast world, especially as it relates to women of a certain age, like myself and those of us who are over the age of 40. I was searching for a podcast community that could really go deep with discussing the things that were more in tune or more in alignment with who we are, and one that would help us get to that place in our life where we want to be. Because let's face it, our experiences are a little bit different than others. In some cases, we're mothers to adult children. We're mother-in-laws. We have grandchildren. Some of us are not necessarily looking for new careers or to start business. You know, some are looking for new relationship, while others may be looking to live that single life now. So in other words, I was looking for a tribe or community that I could relate to, but I couldn't find one. And that was kind of disheartening to me. So as the old saying goes, that if you find a problem, solve it. So here we are. Here's Abundance Allure. My mission and purpose for Abundance Allure is to empower and to coach and enlighten and to draw the things that are in you that are detractors, the things that are keeping you from the life of abundance. So we're going to talk about ways in which we can become powerful magnets. And a lot of the things that we will discuss may be a bit uncomfortable, but guess what? We will not be ashamed or condemned. No, ma'am, not on this podcast. There will be times where we will have to do the work to eliminate those things that no longer serve us. And instead, we're going to focus on those things that do, those things that will usher us into who we truly desire to become and who we are meant to be. See, the title of the podcast, Abundance Allure, came about because I want every woman everywhere to take ownership of what that means. And let me explain that. Typically, when thinking about abundance, we think about money. We think in terms of having a lot of money or riches, right? But there's another definition of abundance that I want us to focus on this podcast. And that is life in its abounding fullness of joy and strength for our spirit, our soul, and our body. So let me repeat that. Life in its abounding fullness of joy and strength for our spirit, our soul, and our body. Now let's define what allure means. It simply means the power of attraction. It means being attractive, exciting, and interesting. Don't you just love that? See, you are what you attract. We're all like magnets. We all give out this energy, and we draw to us whatever it is that we're putting out there. And as a matter of fact, the tagline for Abundance Allure is vibe out, vibe in. Check your vibe. The abundant life is more than just financial wealth. The term wealth in itself is relative, and that is more than just big bank take little bank, or the big house, or the car, or the world travel experiences, etc., etc. And there, believe me, there's absolutely nothing wrong with having all of those things, because I enjoy them as well, so I get it. However, in order to attract and receive the total life of abundance, then it has to be applied and manifested in every area of our life. There's this famous quote that I love from the Message Bible that says in 3 John chapter 1, verse 2, that says, "We're the best of friends, and I pray for good fortune in everything you do and for your good health, that your everyday affairs prosper as well as your soul." Now, I love this verse. I am intentional about what this is, what this podcast is, and this platform is, and the purpose that it will serve. And I want you to do me a favor. I'm asking that you be just as intentional about how and why you're here. There is so much to share, and we will talk about it all. Nothing will be off limits. And as I said before, it may get a little bit uncomfortable, uninhibited, or even eyebrow raising at times, but we're grown, so we can handle it, right? Right. You see, the mindset of most people is that by a certain age, typically those of us who are over 40, is that you should have it all together by now, that all of your ducks should be perfectly aligned in a row, and now you're just counting down to retirement. What? See, this mindset has caused so many people to feel ashamed or guilty about their life if they don't. What if they don't have it all in a row? Quite a few of us have become stuck in a rut because we feel that if we don't have it all together yet, then there must be something wrong with us and that we probably never will get it together. It makes us feel that we've somehow failed at life. And to be quite honest, in this age of social media, there are a lot of comparisons going on. We find ourselves comparing our lives to those we see living it up for the gram or living it up for the book or whatever platforms they use, not realizing that it's just a show that they're displaying just for those platforms. A lot of them give the illusion that they're living it up, but offline, their life tells a totally different story. So we're going to stop comparing. You know, for the most part, many of us have experienced some very trying times. And because of those trying times, we've forgotten who we belong to and what is rightfully and righteously ours. See, through the heartaches and the heartbreaks, the ins, the outs, the ups, the downs, God has never forgotten us. He has never loved us any less than he did before he formed us in our mother's womb. His love is merciful and graceful, and it is up to us to lay hold of this truth. So let me ask you something. So what if you don't have it all together yet? So what if you made some mistakes? So what if they talked about you? So what if no one likes you or really wants to be around you because of your attitude or the vibe that you're sending out? So what if you have no money right now? So what if you've been praying and it just seems as if God is not hearing you? And now you just don't know which way to turn. Do all of these things mean that your life is over and that it's too late for you? Absolutely not. All of those so whats are just distractions of fear to try to keep you stuck and feeling ashamed. And those things, my dear, will keep you from attracting the abundant life. See, that's about to change now, because you're going to remember that what you vibe out, you will vibe in. So we're going to get rid of all of those So what's those detractors? So check your vibe. See, my allures, I'm here to tell you that it's not too late, that you still have time to attract and to obtain the life that you desire. If you woke up this morning, you're still functioning mentally, physically, and emotionally, then you still have time to get to that place in life where you want to be. So on this podcast, we're going to discuss it all. We're going to discuss everything from faith, family, friendship, and careers, and finances, and health, to, you know, to just some random things that we're going to talk about. Some things that are off topic are not necessarily part of, you know, a series of some sort. We're just going to be open and just talk about everything, something that everybody will be able to relate to. And in addition to those topics, I want to really talk to my sisters who are over 40, because I feel like once we reach a certain age that we stop dreaming, we stop hoping, we stop pursuing, and we stop searching. We stop looking for what's next. We get so settled into a routine, this mundane life, this our comfort zone. And then we start to wonder why our life is not what we dreamed it would be. See, I want to help stretch you so that you can begin to see things from a different perspective and boldly and passionately go after that thing, whatever it is that you have always wanted to do or always wanted to be or always wanted to go or always wanted to have. Because I really believe in Ephesians 3:20 when it says that he can do exceedingly and abundantly above all that I could ask or think according to the power that works within me. And I like the Message Bible interpretation of that. Here's what it says. God can do anything, you know, far more than you could ever imagine or guess or request in your wildest dreams. He does it not by pushing us around, but by working within us, his spirit deeply and gently within us. That passage right there, woo-hoo-hoo, that's enough to give us hope again and a reason to wake up every morning, looking forward to all of the wonderful things that we have not even imagined yet for that day. So as we take this journey of attracting the abundant life together, you'll hear a lot of my stories, some good, some not so good. And I'm okay with that. I'm okay with sharing it. I want to be transparent and I want to share the shame. We're going to be unashamed on this podcast. So you'll hear a little bit more about my story in the next episode. And then you'll hear a lot more in coming episodes. I don't want to give it all to you at one time. So bits and pieces. And I want you to feel free to share your own story as well. This is a no judgment zone. Believe me, there is nothing that anyone could say to me or about me that I haven't already said to or about myself. So there's no judgment here for me. But see, I have laid hold of the passage in Romans 8:1 that says, and this is from the Message Bible again, with the arrival of Jesus the Messiah, that faithful dilemma is resolved. Those who enter into Christ being here for us no longer have to live under a continuous low-lying black cloud. A new power is in operation. Woohoo! Don't you just love that? That's one of my favorite passages. So I don't walk in shame. I don't walk in condemnation. I won't allow anyone else to put me in that position either. So again, welcome to my new podcast, Abundance Allure, and thank you for joining me. I pray that you'll stick around because we have work to do, ladies, and we can be that support system for each other. See, it is my desire that each of you discover what your purpose is so that you can begin to fully walk in the call of God on your life. There's a whole world out there waiting for you to become that powerful magnet of attraction. Someone else's life is waiting on you. You, my sister, were beautifully and wonderfully made by design. to carry out a mission that was only meant for you. And whether you realize it or not, everything that you need, you already have. It is already in you, just waiting to manifest and be used. New episodes will be uploaded weekly, so be sure to hit the subscribe button so that you'll receive notifications when they are. Also, I'm going to ask that you download the episodes and give it a thumbs up as well so that you can listen to them at any time. And I want you to share this podcast with your family and your friends, you know, your tribe, someone who you think may need to hear it. Let's get everyone on board with attracting this total life of abundance. So you can find me on Instagram at Abundance Nisi and on Twitter at Abundance Allure. And I want you to leave your comments or send me a DM, and you can do it on either platform. So I'm looking forward to coming episodes, and I'm looking forward to us getting to know a lot more about each other and having those grown folks conversations about this life and in all of its glory and in all of its abounding fullness of joy and strength. And we're going to have fun doing it. I'm always about check your vibe. So we're going to have fun. We're going to keep the vibes up. We're going to keep that good energy going. Okay. So we've come to the end of this episode, and I want to say to you that as we are becoming magnets, more of the women that we were always meant to be, I want you to ask yourself, what energy am I putting out right now? Remember, vibe out, vibe in. I want you to check your vibe right now. Peace and blessings, my sister.